Hello and welcome to the Herald Journal's digital audio studio. I'm digital editor Gabe Wisnett, joined today by reporter Adam Orr. Adam has been doing a lot of work lately and a lot of digging and a lot of reporting lately on the proposed U.S. tariff, specifically, and how that tariff would impose a 20% tariff on European auto imports. And with the BMW plant right down the road in Greer, and a big part of this area's economy, big part of the workforce in the upstate and across South Carolina, obviously a big issue for the business reporter here to tackle. For starters, Adam, what is a tariff for those who may not know?
You're essentially talking about some sort of a tax on a good or service from a point of origin. That's it, sort of distilled down to kind of the very basics. Since the start of the year, we've seen tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, and are now at least preparing for the possibility of a tariff on imported European autos, which could spell ramifications for BMW, but also its entire supply chain.
Right. And as of now, we're recording this on July 10th. What are we hearing out of the BMW camp, to get everybody up to speed on that?
You know, it's out of BMW, but also out of many other manufacturers,
sure,
including Toyota and General Motors. It's basically this idea that these tariffs or similar tariffs could increase their cost of production, which could then, lead to consequences down the line from a production perspective, which at the end of the day, that ends up meaning jobs.
Right. And, as we know, it's not just BMW in this area. There are a lot of auto suppliers and a lot of folks and a lot of businesses who make parts for BMW that have flocked to the upstate in recent years. So a larger issue than just the BMW plant.
Sure, absolutely. It's Moody's in one of its investor analysis pieces had talked specifically about that supplier issue. Magna, which has an upstate location here, was specifically mentioned. Basically all of the large part suppliers try to peg their production to the targets that are coming out from their major clients, which are the auto manufacturers. So if you see a big shift in production for the manufacturers, that's going to spell changes for those suppliers. And there's kind of a lag time that they've got to sort of deal with. So everybody is sort of in the same boat. It's kind of a ripple.
And what is the general consensus about this tariff from other experts outside of, BMW and automakers?
We've tried to speak to a fairly large sample of we've reached out to university professors. We've reached out to industry analysts. The consensus that we are hearing at this point, A, there's uncertainty because you don't have a concrete – You don't know how things shake out in the end, but the consensus that we've heard to date has been that if you implement these tariffs, other countries are going to implement similar measures. You don't know sort of how that tit for tat plays out a little bit, but it ends up raising prices for consumers that could drive down auto sales. We heard that from one of the senior analysts at Auto Trader, that all of a sudden, you are forecasting the sale of maybe 17 million cars in the U.S. this year. Tariffs kick in. You may see that number drop by 1 to 2 million, and that has big ramifications for everybody.
Okay, so what is next in this saga and in this story that you're going to keep your eye on as this progresses?
You know, that's actually a really good question because we don't exactly know.
Right.
It's sort of an evolving situation that's kind of in flux, and it sort of depends on the final actions out of the Trump administration, but also how other countries respond to these measures. We've heard talk that China intends to sort of go a kind of a tit for tat and respond in kind to U.S. measures, and it's basically waiting to see how that sort of cascades from there, and whether we're actually going to see effects here in the upstate, and how long it may take for those to for the actual consumer and for workers here in the upstate to see.
All right, Adam, we will look forward to your reports as we move forward on this. Obviously a big issue to track for you as the business reporter.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Gabe.
All right, take care.